It's 2021 and everybody is on their hotness and fitness journey. And a lot of people don't know where to start. Luckily, Prepped and Ready Meals has that solution. Prepped and Ready Meals delivers high quality, fresh meals with health and fitness in mind, with a variety of healthy, low calorie, but delicious meals. We can cater to anyone's personal needs. If you live in the greater Atlanta area and you're interested in meal prep made simple, you can go to preppedreadymeals.com and use code BINGE15 at checkout for 15% off your first time order. Time for the Binge Boys. What's going on, everybody? It's time for another episode of The Run Through. What's going on, Tanner?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm groovy, man. How about you?
I'm pretty good. I'm hyped to talk about this movie, I tell you that much.
Well, good. But before we do that, if you're joining us for the first time, welcome. If this isn't your first time, welcome back. If this is your first time, however, the premise is that each week my co-host and I break down the hottest in TV and movies, and every Thursday, which is today, we have a bonus episode of the show entitled The Run Through. You're listening to that right now. On those episodes, I'm joined by a co-host, and we dive in on a different movie or TV series, break it down element by element, and give it an in-depth review. That's what we're doing today. First things first. Follow us on Instagram, Binge Boys Podcast. That's where you get our announcements, our top five lists, our reviews, and more. Next thing, go to iTunes. Make sure you've left that five-star rating and a short review. It helps us out a lot, and it helps us grow the show. Tanner, what movie today are we discussing?
We're going to review the Hunchback of Notre Dame. No, Notre
That's
Dame,
exactly.
Excuse me.
Notre Dame.
Yes.
You Notre silly Dame. Goose.
Silly
Notre Spirit. Dame. we're talking about the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Great.
Let me tell you a little bit about this movie before we talk about it, Tanner.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
It was released June 21st, 1996, directed by Gary Trousdale and Kirk Wise, and it stars Demi Moore, Jason Alexander, and Tom Hulce. And many more. Synopsis of this film. An animated Disney adventure follows disfigured Quasimodo, the bell ringer of the Notre Dame Cathedral, who bides his time locked away in a tower. With only gargoyles to keep him company, Quasimodo longs to be with other people, leading to his chance encounter with the enchanting gypsy Esmeralda. When the beautiful young woman catches the attention of Quasimodo's guardian, the sinister Frollo, Quasimodo must help keep her out of his clutches. Tanner. Mm. Can I tell you more facts about the movie?
Go for it.
The budget for this movie was around $100 million. Opening weekend, it made $21 million. And its all-time run made $325.3 million, which is very impressive for 1996.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave this a 71%.
Do they not have hearts?
What do you think the audience gave this movie?
92.
The audience gave it a lower score than the critics.
What? People have no hearts.
70%, just a point lower.
Oh, Shibaki.
Tanner, what do you give this movie out of five?
I give it a 5 out of 5. It's a great movie. What's happening to my lights?
I don't know. Are they flickering?
They were. Was it just... I don't know. Oh, well. Gonna have a seizure, but that's okay.
Yeah, for real. I love this movie too. This is a 5 out of 5. This is one of my favorite Disney classics.
It just made its way up there for me. And fun fact, I've only seen it like when I was a young kid, and I remember it very vaguely, but I turned it on. I was like, I don't remember anything. So it was pretty much like the first time I've watched it today. And
I had never, I hadn't watched it in a long time. And so there was a lot of it that was new to me too. I completely forgot about almost half of the movie.
Yeah.
So I forgot that they sang a lot in this movie.
I know. I loved it. It's been a long time since I've seen a movie that sang, you know?
Yeah. Let's roll through these categories. Do you think this movie will be remade in 20 years?
No need. It's going to stay the way it is for a long time. So no, I believe it'll be a classic for, my kids. I'm now going to make them watch this movie. Like, you know,
well, not a remake, but this movie did get a sequel.
It did.
Called The Hunchback of Notre Dame 2, The Secret of the Bell, that was released in 2002, but it went straight to video. I don't think it got a theatrical run here.
No, it was I accidentally clicked on it, though, when I left it. My PS4 went into rest mode, so I had to go back onto it, and I clicked on that one. I was like, what the hell? Like, where? What is this? Oh, and I was like, oh, wrong movie. So I guess this does have sequels.
If you must know, there is indeed a live action remake of this movie coming.
Oh, I'm interested. In that way.
Yeah, it says that Disney Animation is bringing their classic to life on the big screen. Says here. That casting is getting closer and closer and closer.
Yes.
Casting has not yet been revealed. This is among the several live action remakes in the works from Disney. So they are remaking it 20 years later. So
okay.
We're there. Tanner, what did you think? What did you think of the main antagonist of this movie, Frollo?
They're going to have to censor the shit out of this guy. This is like, there was a lot of freaking really, really, like, it's racist. He's like, he's suggesting by smelling her hair, what he's suggesting, like, he wants her to be, oh, dude, that's too gross.
Oh, dude, when he sniffed her hair, I was like,
oh my God.
That was so rapey.
That's what he was insinuating. That's why he wanted to have her. Because then it wouldn't have been a good relationship by all means. Like, he wouldn't have, she wouldn't have loved him. She would have just been there to save her own life. Like, oh God, that I was like, oh my God, this is a Disney movie. That would never be.
Yeah, when
seen
he sniffed
now.
Her hair and she was like, I know what you're trying to do. And he was like, oh yeah, you do. I was like,
oh my God. He's like, I'm trying
this
to
man
imagine
is,
that.
This pretty, man is sorry. Like 70.
I know, it's gross. And then the whole scene in the fire. Like when he's yelling at the fire, he's like, she has to be mine or she dies. Something like that.
Yeah, he's absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
This guy gets it. This guy gets it.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, he does. He gets got.
He gets got by a gargoyle.
Hell yeah. Dude, I was so happy about that. I was like, gargoyle, come on.
That man fell head first into lava.
Hell yeah, he did. Piece of shit. Burning hell.
You got to think that sucks.
I think it'd be pretty hot.
Dude, that moment where he's like crawling on top of it and he's like laughing maniacally.
It's creepy.
And he shall strike her down into the fiery pit.
Did you read that quote just now or did you remember that?
No, I remember that shit, bro.
That's awesome. But dude, I was, and how many times did you cry in this movie?
Oh, it's sad, man.
I cried like half, like almost the whole time. Like I loved that. He was so adorable, Quasimodo. Quasimomo?
Quasimodo.
Modo, damn. But yeah, I broke my heart. Damn.
That scene where he is on the turntable thing and they're spinning him and just pelting him with like tomatoes and shit.
I would have single if I was standing there at that moment. I would have single-handedly pulled out a machine gun and killed everybody there.
Yeah, that was not the move.
No, it was horrible. But
it made you feel bad for the guy.
Oh yeah, they did a great job with that. He was just so sweet too, and it pissed me off because everyone was such an asshole.
And how Frollo beat into his mind that he was ugly and that he's a monster and that nobody would ever want to see him.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, not a good move.
Ugh. Like I felt so strongly about this today. I was so emotional today when I was watching it for some reason. I was just emotional. And I was just like, damn. And like the endings and all that, I was like, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think the best part about the movie is?
I'd say when he finally when he leaves for finally and he gets out there to go and help her, you know, and then when all the good stuff starts happening, the ending, all of it, when they all accept them. Oh no, you know what? The best part is when he walks out and they're all just and little girl comes up and kisses him. I was like, and then everyone started to accept him and it was beautiful. That's exactly how it should be.
Would you say that it's safe to say that the worst part about this movie is like the nasty, racist,
yes,
sexist,
yes,
comments that Frollo makes?
God, I was like, this is to kids. And there was a time that somebody said, oh, you son of a, watch it. I was like,
yeah,
they can't even suggest that shit nowadays in Disney movies. No way.
No way.
Mm-mm.
They wouldn't dare.
No, hell no. That's why I was like, when I was watching this, I was like, whoa. I was like, oh.
Yeah, there are some serious adult themes in this movie.
Yeah, it almost like seemed very...
I'm almost thinking that the whole gypsy thing was almost like prostitution. Like, that's the angle they were trying to go for.
Yeah.
Gypsies and fortune tellers and... And
just
people like that, like that they're whores, essentially.
Yeah,
I think that's what that's at least what Frollo was,
that's
trying to get across.
God, I wonder how they're going to do it with the remake. They really have to be so much more censored. I mean, they're going
to get to play Frollo.
You know, Zachary Quinto?
Ooh, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, he kind of looked like him.
Yeah, he does.
Or,
I'm going to look up Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I don't know. Maybe Ethan Hawke, tall, skinny dude.
Yeah, let's look up some fan casting here. Who we got?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Oh, okay. That's all pretty good.
What?
Let's open this in a new tab here. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it a lot. Let's share this here. Let's share our screen here.
No way.
Yeah, I'm gonna share my screen here.
We're making technological advances here on the Binge Boys as we speak.
Yeah, we are. Can you see that?
Hopefully no. Oh, now I can, yes. Oh, beautiful. Chris Hemsworth. Where's Frollo?
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth would be the soldier John or whatever.
Oh, dude, this is perfect. Are you kidding me?
Then we got Esmeralda played by whoever that woman is.
She's pretty.
I would think Megan Fox would be another good Esmeralda. Dark hair, pretty eyes.
Whoever played Aunt Polly in Peaky Blinders, maybe.
Really?
She literally was a gypsy. They all are gypsies in Peaky Blinders, so that would have been... honestly would be climactic.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I know, that'd make total sense.
I like the idea of Taron Egerton playing Quasimodo. He's the guy who played Elton John. Elton John movie.
Kingsman too, right?
Yes, Kingsman. Yeah. I still need to see.
Yes, you do.
Then we've got let's see here. Ian McKellen as Frollo.
He already looks like him right there with that coat.
Yeah, he does.
Wow, he looks eerily. That's perfect right there.
Borat as the jester.
Borat.
Oops.
Oh.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
I bet that he'd be voicing it instead of actually acting. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Judi Dench.
That's also a good one. That's perfect.
Jonah Hill as that guy.
Nailed it.
I think they could do some pretty good stuff here.
Oh yeah.
I'd be down for some fun Hunchback of Notre Dame.
They had Victoria Justice as her, as Esmeralda. Where does is she even a thing anymore though?
I don't know. Is she?
I have no idea. I haven't heard anything about her for since the victorious days. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't either. Let's go into some trivia about Hunchback. I wonder if there's any good ones here. I'd be curious if they had to, if there's anything about some of the creepy lines or anything said
in
this movie. Let's see here. The song Hellfire is considered one of the darkest songs ever written for a Disney movie and was almost cut for the film.
And that's the one that he's singing, she will join, she will be mine, or she will.
I think so.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Says the film, due to its very dark and sexual themes, nearly became the third animated Disney movie to be PG rather than G.
Oh, it's not PG?
No.
Wow.
It almost got the PG, but it didn't.
It definitely should now. It'd be PG-13 now.
Let's see here. In the novel that the movie is based off of, Frollo is actual an archdeacon. The filmmakers decided to change him to a judge because they felt it would make him more sinister to have control over the city. Says, let's see here. This is the last Disney movie to use very mild, bad language like hell and damn until Cars.
Oh, interesting. I didn't even catch the hell and damn. I just must watch. I watched really bad shows, so like I'm used to the F-bomb every 2 minutes. You know what I mean? I didn't catch those though.
Says the opening scene in where they sing the Bells of Notre Dame, that song from the opening scene, was originally supposed to be just spoken dialogue. After two revisions, it was decided that opening scene was too dry and boring, so they turned it into a musical number.
Perfect. And nailed it. Fanfare, like the whole time that was sprinkled in with all the songs was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Chilling, almost.
Says here that Frollo is considered still to this day one of the darkest and most evil Disney villains, even more so than his original counterpart in the novel. Disney purposely meant for him to be as evil as possible.
Wow.
So that you could root for the good guys.
Hell yeah. And I had no problem doing that.
Damn. Wow. Says Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, and Derek Jacobi were all considered for the role of Frollo.
Wow.
Patrick Stewart. Yeah, that just shows.
Wow. Does show.
Sure do.
Have we gone to what age the worst?
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. So well, I was just going to sum it up. I'll just Frollo age the worst.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely one of the most evil villains. This is also one of the oldest Disney movies in terms of time that it takes place. The movie takes place in 1502.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say pretty old. They still had jokers the King's Joker. They had that. And yeah, so it was pretty, that is pretty old. But yeah.
This another says one of the old Disney CEOs, Michael Eisner, this was his favorite movie.
Wow. It might be one of mine now.
Yeah, it's really, really, really good.
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
Let's see. Awards. This is the 34th full-length movie from Walt Disney Studios.
Damn. It was the 34th, or it is?
Or it is.
Okay. Like at the time it was, or now it's just interesting.
This is funny. This is the Disney movie that has the least amount of trees in it.
Interesting. It
takes place in the city the whole time, really.
That's true. Yeah, they never left. I thought they were going to, the description said they were going to leave the city. They never did.
There you go.
Then the one tree they used, they burnt it so that it would fall down on the house, which was fucked, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Jeez.
Says out here that Frollo represents several of the seven deadly sins. He's got lust, as he lusted after Esmeralda. He also represents pride, as he considers himself above all humans. He also shows wrath because his desire to punish others. So Frollo is very, very freaking evil.
God, he's a piece of shit. The whole time I was like, God, this guy's a piece of garbage.
Yeah, this definitely is definitely a movie that wants you to really hate their villain, and they sure do.
Good. Yeah, there's not one moment that I thought that I freaking maybe sided with him. Not at all. Not one moment. As I shouldn't. They nailed that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What the hell? I got a bunch of bug bites all over me. I don't know how this happened.
Well.
Sorry, total tangent there, but.
Ooh. It says here that Esmeralda is the first woman of color to appear in a Disney movie.
Ooh, interesting.
There you go. So. Good for her. That was some trivia for The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Quotes. There's going to be some messed up quotes.
Yeah, I can't wait to read some of those.
Me too.
Let's see if the if I got the Frollo quote right. Let's see if I can see Frollo here.
I hated that he made him call him master and not dad.
Sorry, master.
My God.
Here it is. And he shall spite the wicked and plunge them into a fiery pit.
God. And then the gargoyle got mad at him.
It says, the gargoyle upon which he stands starts to break apart and he stumbles, but holds on to it. It comes to life and roars in his face, and it breaks off completely and falls to the city below, taking a screaming Frollo with it.
Ooh, that was a good description.
Out there among the millers and the weavers of their wives, out there.
He's had a great voice, too.
Yeah, he did.
Very different from his actual speaking voice.
Sorry, master. Sorry, master.
Poor kid.
Yeah, I... Sanctuary!
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah!
Sanctuary!
Yeah.
Poor kid. Yeah, if anything, this run-through has really just opened my eyes to how horrible Frollo is.
I know. I figured that we'd end up focusing on how shitty Frollo was as a person. Oh, wow. And the beginning starts off with him. As soon as he put that baby over the well, I was like, what kind of fucking movie is this? This is Disney? Yeah. I was like, whoa. And then those creepy statues were just staring at him. That was terrifying also.
Mm-hmm. Because he was being, that's why he didn't do it, because he was being judged.
Oh, yeah. He was going to get killed.
There's not very many quotes here.
Yeah, now that I think about it, there really isn't. But it's just not a good dialogue.
You know what the name Quasimodo means?
Uh-uh.
Half formed. Almost like Two-Face.
So we can call it Two-Face Quasimodo?
Almost, yeah.
Is it an adjective?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
It's his name.
It's a name, but it's like an adjective too. Mm-hmm. Out there.
She will be mine, or she will. I can't think of the song.
I don't know, but I really enjoy this movie.
I'm sorry, I can't hold back the laughter. Sounded like a balloon just got. You were just letting the air out of a balloon over there.
That might have been what I did. I really enjoy that movie. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my sneaky favorites. Not a lot of people jump up and down about it, but I think it's really good and underrated.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What's the hell song called again?
What song?
The Dark Song. I don't think it's on here. Oh, Hellfire.
Yeah, Hellfire. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's sad. Wait, no, that's not the part that I'm... Yeah, messed up. He had a good voice too, though.
That's the one.
Uh-huh. Out there.
The bells out there. Yeah, I love this movie, man. I don't know what more to say about The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Me neither. It's beautiful. And I really enjoyed it, if you can't tell.
Yeah, very much so.
I just haven't seen a good Disney movie in a very long time.
Well, there you go. I'm glad I could provide that for you for the run through there.
Yeah, I never thought I'd revisit this movie.
I'm glad we did.
Me too. Beautiful.
Well, everybody, that's your run through for The Hunchback of Notre Dame. We'll be back next week for Tropic Thunder.
Yeah!
We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.